Listening comprehension. For items 1 to 10, listen to an interview with a trainer of guide dogs for the blind and decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true or false according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to study the statements. Now we begin.
In today's On the Job, we're looking at working with animals. We're going to be talking to a dog trainer from the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association to find out what it takes to become a guide dog trainer. Good morning, Beth. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Beth, how did you first get involved in training guide dogs?
Well, first of all, I got interested in the puppy walking side of things because there was someone I knew who did it.
Puppy walking?
Yes. A neighbor of mine used to take in pups from the Guide Dog Association. She had the job of doing basic training with the pups, getting them used to walking on a lead, to noisy and crowded places, that kind of thing. It's important that when they start their guide dog training, they're already used to busy roads and traffic and don't get scared by loud noises. So anyway, we got talking and I volunteered to take on a pup, and it all just grew from there. About a year later, I was training as a guide dog trainer.
What's the most rewarding part of the job?
I think training the people rather than the dogs. Sometimes it's hard work, but when it works out, it's great. I once trained a man with quite severe mental problems who didn't actually speak to me for about 2 weeks.
That must have been difficult.
Yes, but then the bubble burst, and from then on, we got on fine. He really benefited from getting a guide dog.
What's the most difficult part of the job?
Well, sometimes partnerships just don't work out for whatever reason. Maybe the dog and the owner just don't get along and a change has to be made. We train about 750 to 800 people a year, and it's inevitable that things don't always work out, but I still hate to see a partnership falling apart.
So what advice would you give someone who wants to become a trainer?
Well, find out what it's all about first. And remember, it's not just about dogs, it's about people too. It took me some time to get used to that side of things.
Do the owners need to have had previous experience of owning a dog?
It isn't essential, but it helps. No, it's actually far more important that the owners are already mobile to some degree, that they're used to getting around with a white stick, for example, and that they have a realistic idea of what a dog can do for them. A dog can't replace their eyes, but they can be an enormous help in making day-to-day life much easier and happier.
How long does it take for the dogs to get used to their owners and their new homes?
It depends, but it's usually very quick, 2 or 3 days. Some partnerships hit it off straight away, others take longer to get to know each other. All the dogs need a breaking in period, when they get used to their owner's daily routines, the routes they usually take, the walks they usually go on. Dogs pick things up very quickly, but I always feel that a dog and owner really get together after 2 years, when the dog is about 4 years old.
What's the hardest thing for the dogs to learn?
To deal with traffic, especially bicycles. They can be pretty unpredictable.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
In today's On the Job, we're looking at working with animals. We're going to be talking to a dog trainer from the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association to find out what it takes to become a guide dog trainer. Good morning, Beth. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Beth, how did you first get involved in training guide dogs?
Well, first of all, I got interested in the puppy walking side of things because there was someone I knew who did it.
Puppy walking?
Yes. A neighbor of mine used to take in pups from the Guide Dog Association. She had the job of doing basic training with the pups, getting them used to walking on a lead, to noisy and crowded places, that kind of thing. It's important that when they start their guide dog training, they're already used to busy roads and traffic and don't get scared by loud noises. So, anyway, we We got talking, and I volunteered to take on a pup, and it all just grew from there. About a year later, I was training as a guide dog trainer.
What's the most rewarding part of the job?
I think training the people rather than the dogs. Sometimes it's hard work, but when it works out, it's great. I once trained a man with quite severe mental problems who didn't actually speak to me for about 2 weeks.
That must have been difficult.
Yes, but then the bubble burst, and from then on, we got on fine. He really benefited from getting a guide dog.
What's the most difficult part of the job?
Well, sometimes partnerships just don't work out for whatever reason. Maybe the dog and the owner just don't get along and a change has to be made. We train about 750 to 800 people a year, and it's inevitable that things don't always work out, but I still hate to see a partnership falling apart.
So what advice would you give someone who wants to become a trainer?
Well, find out what it's all about first. And remember, it's not just about dogs, it's about people too. It took me some time to get used to that side of things.
Do the owners need to have had previous experience of owning a dog?
It isn't essential, but it helps. No, it's actually far more important that the owners are already mobile to some degree, that they're used to getting around with a white stick, for example, and that they have a realistic idea of what a dog can do for them. A dog can't replace their eyes, but they can be an enormous help in making day-to-day life much easier and happier.
How long does it take for the dogs to get used to their owners and their new homes?
It depends, but it's usually very quick, 2 or 3 days. Some partnerships hit it off straight away, others take longer to get to know each other. All the dogs need a breaking in period, when they get used to their owners' daily routines, the routes they usually take, the walks they usually go on. Dogs pick things up very quickly, but I always feel that a dog and owner really get together after 2 years, when the dog is about 4 years old.
What's the hardest thing for the dogs to learn?
To deal with traffic, especially bicycles. They can be pretty unpredictable.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. For items 11 to 15, listen to the dialogue. Choose the correct answer to answer questions 11 to 15. You will hear the text only once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
Hello there. I wonder if you can help me. I'm thinking of going sightseeing today. Can you recommend anywhere good to go?
Well, it depends on what you like. There are lots of places to choose from. What kinds of things are you interested in?
I don't know. Something cultural?
Oh, right. Okay. Well, quite close to here is St. Mary's Church. It's Krakow's most famous church, and very beautifully decorated. You can walk there in 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm not really a big fan of churches, to be honest.
That's okay, I understand. Of course, the most visited place near here is Auschwitz. There's a day tour leaving soon.
Actually, we're planning on going there later in the week.
Well, in that case, you could try Kazimierz, the old Jewish quarter where Steven Spielberg filmed some of Schindler's List. It's actually quite a lively area now. There are lots of good bars and restaurants around there.
Oh, so that might be nice for this evening, then.
Yes, maybe. Let me know if you want more information about places to eat or drink there. If you'd prefer something a bit different, how about a guided tour of Nova Huta, the old communist district? They'll show you what life was like in the old days there.
Oh, that sounds interesting. How much is that?
About 40 euros. I can call and book a place for you if you want.
What time does that leave?
Every 2 hours from outside the hotel, and the tours last around 90 minutes. They leave at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock.
Okay, that's great. Can you book me onto the 2 o'clock tour? Then I can do some shopping in the main square in town beforehand.
Sure.
This is the end of the listening comprehension part. You have 1 minute to complete your answer. This is the end of the listening part. You can start working on your reading part.